Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, Shabbat Shubah Shalom, the Sabbath of Return, the Sabbath between the Day of Trumpets, that's called Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Teruah, and the Yom HaKippurim, here in the third of the three times in the year, here in the ingathering, the high holiday season of the ingathering that includes the Day of Trumpets, the Day of Atonements, and the 7 to 8 days feast of Tabernacles, of Booths, of ingathering here at the end of the year. So just what time is it? It's Shabbat Eve. It's Shabbat Shalom. As you say, Sendet Salam, right here in the season. It's the Shabbat Shubah, the Sabbath of Return. Here, the last Sabbath before the Day of Atonements, looking forward, the Sunday into the Monday here in this season, the reason for the season. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. A song for days already inside your home. Shabbat Shalom.
Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, renewed covenant reading for Rosh Hashanah, head of the year, Yom Teruah, the day of blowing of the trumpet. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 54. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who he be, the one. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. Ve'al debar ha'yisenim achai lo nikached mikem debar lema'an lo te'atzpu ka'acherim asher ein lahem tikwa ki im na'amin asher meit yeshua v'yachi kein yabia ha'elohim gam et ha'yisenim be'yeshua ito Ki et zot nomar lakem bidbar Yahweh ki anachnu ha-chayim hanotarim ad bo ha-adon lo nikadim et ha-yishenim ki ha-adon hu yered min ha-shemayim b'teruah בכל שר המלאכים ובשופר אלוהים ואז יקומו ראשונה המתים במשיח אחרי כן אנחנו החיים הנותרים נלקח איתם יחדיו בעננים לקראת האדון לאוויר ובכן נהיה תמיד עם האדון לכן נחמו זה את זה בדברים האלה. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others, that have no hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also that sleep in Yeshua will Elohim bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of Yahweh, that we that are alive and remain to the coming of Ha'adon shall not prevent them that are asleep. For Ha'adon himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Mashiach, the dead in Christ, shall rise first. Then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet Ha'adon in the air. And so shall we ever be with Ha'adon. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 54. All believers will not die. Hine sod agale lakem alnachnu lo kulanu nishan hamawet abal kulanu nitchalaf berega echad ke heref ein kikoa hashofar haacharon ki yitkaa bashofar wehametim yechyu bli kelayon wa anachnu nitchalaf. Ki ma she'ata sofo lekilayon yilbash al kilayon, uma she'ata sofo lamut yilbash al mawet, uma she'ata sofo lekilayon kishilbash al kilayon, uma she'ata sofo lamawet kishilbash al mawet, az yabo davar hakatuv. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality, the final victory over death. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Kalu, Kabarulidimtu, Kabarulachailu, Kabarulakadamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 7 to verse 15. Basama'ab, Wabalet, Mephesekadus, Ahadurmak. Are you not as the children of the Ethiopians to me, O children of Israel, saith Yahweh, Buruku? Have not I brought up Yisrael out of the land of Egypt and Philistine from Captor and the Syrians from Ker? Behold, the eyes of the sovereign Yahweh are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith Yahweh. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Yisrael among the nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the last grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith Yahweh Buruku, that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. In the mountains the Tararoch shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Yisrael, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled out of their land which I have given them, saith Yahweh thy Elohim, Buruku. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children?
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that, even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. and my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflasia.
The whole place is due for
And we're here in these 10 days of awe. 10 days leading up to the Yom HaKippurim, and here the Shabbat coming forward, known as the Shabbat Shuva, the Sabbath of return, the Sabbath of the repentance. It's like for the final call, the sealing up right here in the season and time, from the Alpha here to Queen Omega and Judgment. Here tune, what's that? Shabbat Shalom, Sunday Shalom, Shabbat Shuva, Shalom.
Israel.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, Lord, Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commands, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.
For the Shabbat, initiating, starting the Sabbath is those six psalms, from 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29. So here, let's raise up the chant, rise up the chant for this Shabbat Eve, preparing for the day, to keep the day, the Shabbat day, set apart, holy.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. The Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready. My name ready. My name ready.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aretz. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aretz, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Uruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoice because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a song. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Igziabi Heather the Sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet, Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, the Nagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
I'll say, give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari, glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari, the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari, and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir sarura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir sarura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amika. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Ahreinu. Nora, Nora, elevate and purify us. Sagaveid, 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 Tahereid, Tahereid, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamre, Barkhem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, Barkhem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamida, Tamle. May your righteousness always reward, always reward always, them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla one, in goodness, nahela edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida ge'e le'ameka b'ne zokhreya. Unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Show atenu kavel. Accept our cries. Ushma, Ushma, and hear our screams. Accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavir Ushma, Ushma, Ushaik Aden. Yodea ta elumot. O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Oed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Thank you.
strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari rise up on the waters. The voice of Rastafari thunder it. Rastafari rise up on many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
לך דודי, 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 לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת נקפלה. Come, oh friend, the bride to meet. Come, oh friend, the Sabbath greet. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. לך דודי, לקראתי התעלה, בני שבתי הנקבלה. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, I vine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Yahweh echad, ushmo echad, Yahweh he will be, will he be, Jehovah. Yihyah, Jaja echad, ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. His name, his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'tshem U'l'tifereta, W'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ainai fame. L'ka dodi l'karati akala, b'nei shabati n'kabala. Oh, come, let us, Ainai, meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine. Blessings I find. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king of the Nagus, even Nagus Neges. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee. High again to his grace. Lekha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and rise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabati nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, his bride. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabati nikabala. We, I, and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I, and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I, welcome thy day. We, I, and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala.
Benay Shabbati in the Kabbalah. Come, oh friend, the bride to meet. Come, oh friend, the Sabbath, Hat Shabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet, greet.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua. Mishianu, Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, blaze up, the torch when we done burn them.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, 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 this is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat.
Him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from in the first. the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. This is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, this is the only day.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni uvein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Eta ha-shemayim ve-eta ha-aretz Uwa v'yoma ha-shevi'i Shavat, shavat, v'yinafash. It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, ot, he, ot, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam. For I have an olam. Kia shesheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days. Kia shesheta yamim. He who be, who he be made asah Yahuwah. Jehovah made eta hashamayim. The heavens. Ueta ha'aretz and the earth and the earthly plain. Uvayom ha'shvi, and on the seventh day. Uvayom ha'shvi, shavata vayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat, 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 vayinafash. Vayinafash, and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat vayinafash.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
بسم الله وول ومنفس كدوس هادو عملا آمين كبر لكال وكبر لكلسو كبر لحيل وكبر لكدما وحيل الله جا راس فراي أجا جا ويا ويل أجا جا ويا ويل Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Then Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, inside your home, and still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Recline, His Majesty said unity and only channel. Well, no
care for them all, the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to get them all, we call we I and I go up, sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You fight petition and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Come on. And better the im negative Yehuda Machaber line of Judah Society LOJS. Yeah. The bar we highly stand. A judge away away. A judge away away.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
A king will reign in justice, 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 justice.
Track,
Jah!
How excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai! Wow! Wow! I'm grateful, the sun shines for us. And your heart lift up his eyes and up. Greatness in all things.
Jah!
valleys and plains. Ya live and live again. Over hills and valleys and plains. Ya reign, ya reign, ya reign. Over hills and valleys and plains. Ya live and live again. On your own misunderstanding, staying in your heart, that Jah is dead. You must be messed up in your head.
shall be set in Zion. This and that man was born in her. Felicia Darren Ethiopia. This and that man was born in her. Yeah, Jare, Jare in Mount Zion, Mount Zion. Jareh, and Jah the Lion, Lion. Jareh, Jareh in Mount Zion, Mount Zion. Jareh, and Jah the Lion.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam.
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Today's daily song,
Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever. And forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever.
מזמור קלמד א', שיר המעלות לדוד. אדוני לא גבה ליבי, ולא רמו עיניי, ולא הלכתי בגדולות ובנפלאות ממני. אם לא שיוויתי ודוממתי נפשי כגמול עלי אמו, כגמול עלי נפשי. יחל ישראל אל אדוני מעתה ועד עולם.
מזמור 130 בקנף 131 የዳዊት ማዕረግ መዝሙር አቤቱ ልቤ አይታበይብኝ አይኖቼም ከፍ ከፍ አይበሉ ከትልልቆች ጋር ከኔም ይበልጥ ከሚከብሩ ጋር አልሄድኩ ነፍሴን አሳረፍኩ የናቱንም ጡት እንዳስተውት ዝም አሰኘው ነፍሴ የናቱን ጡት እንዳስተውት በኔ ውስጥ ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን።
Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever.
come, I don't want to be with no wicked one. You have to humble yourself, you have to humble yourself and keep ya, come on.
Ja, Rastafari.
Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
A song of ascents of David. Lord, my heart was not haughty. Mizmor, Mizmor Kof, Lamed Aleph. Mizmor Kof, Lamed Aleph. Psalm 131. A song of ascents of David. Lord, my heart was not haughty. Shir ha ma'elot lidawi, Yahweh lo gaval libi. When Samuel, Shemuel anointed me, nor were mine eyes lofty, with lo ramu einai. When I slew Goliath, Goliath, neither did I swagger about, neither did I swagger about, with lo hilakati. When I had the Ark of God brought up out of Philistine captivity. Now here's a very interesting look at translations, because this part of this Harek, right, it says, neither do I exercise myself, the fuller part of the verse is, neither do I exercise myself in things too great or in things too wonderful for me. But here in the Midrash, right, the Dersan right here, the study right here of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, Psalm 131, is making reference to 2 Samuel chapter 6, the reference here. So as a basic midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm CXXXI, Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, beginning off a song of ascents of David, Shir HaMa'ilot LeDawid, Lord, my heart was not haughty, Yahuwah lo gavah libi. When Samuel anointed me, nor were mine eyes lofty, with lo aramu einai. Nor were my eyes einai, with lo aramu, and not haughty my eyes, with lo aramu einai. When I slew Goliath, neither did I swagger about, with lo hilakati bi gedolot. Now, the bi gedolot, if you look at the Sefer Tehillim, the manuscript, is like a line between with lo hilakati, with lo and no hilakati, did I go about, halaka, 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 trot about. With lo hilakati, be gedolot, in great things. I didn't walk about in great things. Here this is taken as when I had the ark of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, when I had the ark of Elohim brought up out of Philistine captivity, the second Samuel chapter 6. This is a reference to this right here. But it goes on. It goes on to say, nor did I accept as my due, this is bracketed context, nor did I accept as my due, things too high for me. Ooh. Be nifalaota mimeni gedolot ua be nifalaot mimeni. Here the translation can be brought out, or in things too wonderful for me, when I restored my kingship. The connection of these phrases here from the first verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 131, can be seen within the liberty, the life, and the testimony of David. So my heart was not haughty when Samuel anointed me, O Jehovah Yahweh, lo gavah libi. Nor were mine eyes lofty when I slew Goliath, with lo ramu einai. Neither did I swagger about when I had the Ark of Elohim, the true good, the true God, brought up out of Philistine captivity with law, Hilakati, Bikadolo. Nor did I accept as my due things too high for I, things too wonderful, too great, things too high for I. Ua bir niflaota mimeni, mimeni, from me for I. Instead, I refrained my soul and kept it low, like as a child that is weaned from his mother. Yea, my soul is even as a weaned child. This brings us to the bait verse, the second verse in today's daily psalm. Im lo shuiti we domamti nafshi ke gamula eleimo ka gamula alai nafshi. Surely I have stilled and quieted my soul, my psyche. I have quieted her. Im lo shuiti we domamti nafshi, like a weaned child with his mother. Ke gamula eleimo, ke gamula eleimo. My soul is with me, with I, like a weaned child. Ka gamula alai nafshi, ka gamul alai nafshi, like a child just taken from the womb, from the womb, from the matrix of the matriarch, from the womb of its mother, was this soul of mine. And saying these words here in the bait verse, Im lo shuiti with domamti nafshi, kagamula eleimo, kagamula alai nafshi. This is what he is saying. You cannot name a man, a ish, in Yisrael, who humbled himself more than David did in order to perform Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim's mitzvot, commandments. He used to say, as the Aleph opening verse of Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, David used to say, Lord, my heart was not haughty, Yahuwah lo gabah libi. When Shemuel anointed me Melech, even Nagus, anointed I king, nor were mine eyes lofty, with lo ramu einai. When I slew Goliath, neither did I swagger, walking, trotting, swaggering about, with lo hilakati. When I had the Ark of Ha'el of Elohim, the true good, the true God, brought up out of Philistine captivity. But I have calmed and quieted nafshi, my psyche, she, my soul, like as a child that is weaned from Imo, his mother. Im lo shuiti with domamti nafshi, ke gamula eleimo. Calming, I've calmed and quieted, to calm and to quiet. Im lo shuiti, calming with domamti nafshi, and quieting, stilled and quieted my soul, my psyche, like a child that is not ashamed when uncovered in the presence of Imo, his mother, Natu. I have calmed my soul before thee, before the eye, and was not ashamed to humble myself for thy sake and for thine honor and for thy glory. My soul is with me like a weaned, child. Kagamul alai nafshi. Kagamul alai nafshi. My soul is with me like a weaned child. As a child, just out of its mother's womb, its matriarch's matrix is not proud of spirit, but is eager to suck at the breasts of its mother, Imo. So is this soul of mine, this psyche of mine. So is this soul of mine, for I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed to learn Torah, God's direction, instruction, teaching, even from the least in Yisrael, even from the least in Israel. Rav Ada ben Rav Hanina taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, because thou madest thyself like to a weaned child, I swear by thy life that thou wilt be without chet, sin, akari, like that I will be without sin, like a weaned child is who is without sin. As is said even in 2 Samuel 12:13, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Now the eye shall not die. Gam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka lo tamut. Jehovah also has put away thy sin. Gam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka. Thou the eye man shall not die. Lo tamut. From this verse, you can learn that no man is privileged to act pridefully before the presence, before the Shekinyahu, before his face, his perception, before the presence, and that a man should humble his self.
מזמור קלמד א', שיר המעלות לדוד. אדוני לא גבה ליבי, ולא רמו עיניי, ולא הלכתי בגדולות ובנפלאות ממני. אם לא שיוויתי ודוממתי נפשי כגמול עלי אמו, כגמול עלי נפשי. יחל ישראל אל אדוני מעתה ועד עולם.
At least you miss the metaphysical implications. Oh, my Lohai, the metaphysical implications of today's daily song. According to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm Kof Lamed Aleph. Kof Lamed Aleph. Aleph, Aleph. Some point as Aleph, Aleph. Or Psalm 100, Kof 30, Lamed Aleph. Aleph 1. Psalm 131 from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, And Psalm CXXXI went over it once as the, like the Targum, going over the interpretation of the key words and the key phrases and the Chaylik Allah, the words of power. Some refer to such words of power as like mantras and their protection for the mind. You know, the meditation and the silent medi and the silent prayer, being still and knowing, letting the seed of the word reverberate in our heart and mind, taking that time to go in to the innermost of the innocence, or as a Revoni Yeshua HaMoshiach said, to go into one's closet, you know, to go into that silence, that meditation, you know, after the reading and the feeding. It's like when one is eating and they eat their food and they chew their food, and after they chew the food well, they swallow it and they, you know, take some time, either push themselves from the table just for a moment, just time to digest. Mawahad. Bamarinya from the is mawahad. Mawahad is the infinitive of what we call the tawahade and the tawahido. That fusing, right? The fusing and the becoming as one, right? Taking that time to reflect, the reflective time, the quiet time, the still time in heart and mind. And this psalm, today's daily psalm, lest or least y'all miss it, it is true what the introduction says. It's a psalm, it's a literary gem. It's exquisite beauty, whether we look at it from the English perspective, these three verses, if these three verses in Psalm 131, a song of degrees of David, a song of ascents of David, a shir, an ode. It's called an ode, right? They call this sort of a song an ode. Shir ha-me'ilot, ha-me'ilot. Ha-me'ilot, ha-me'ilot, of degrees, of the aliyah, the elot, the aliyot, ha-me'alot, some would say, ha-me'ilot, 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 of going up, a song of degrees. Now, some say that the precise significance of the title, which appears in Psalms 120 to 134, we have Psalms 120 to Psalm 134, 15 Psalms, these 15 steps, these degrees. Some maintain that's unclear, but in the connection with the pilgrimage and the Shalosh Regalim, which is upcoming, and in this season right here, Chabarim, in this season, the reasons for the season, the Feast of Tabernacles, Ha'azinu, Ha'azinu, and the song of Moshe, at the heart of the Hebraic spirituality, this psalm brings forward the keys, is surpassing. In the write-up, it said, surpassing spirituality. And we would say, Cain, amen. We agree. It's a surpassing spirituality, and so surpassing the spirituality of today's daily psalm that some might tend to miss it. You know, it's almost like it's like a hit, but then you miss it. You pick up on it in the language, even the translation. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Neither do I exercise myself, in great matters, or in things too high for I. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. My soul, even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in Yahuwah, in the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. From henceforth, from here forward, from now on, from now onward and upward and forward and forever. Even in the translation, in spirit and in truth, it's a literary gem. It has exquisite beauty. And the surpassing spirituality, we'd like to touch on a few important reflections for your reflection, for your consideration, for your meditation. Today's daily psalm, the humble spirit. It is themed, Chavarim, it is themed, the humble spirit. Today's daily psalm, the humble spirit. A couple of keys right here. First of all, it's one of the song of degrees. And we need to keep that in heart and mind, especially in regarding the time and especially regarding the Shalosh Regalim and those 15 steps, those 15 psalms, right? And the 15 steps. Beginning off from the beginning, Let's just begin from the beginning right here again. It's just three verses. Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Aleph, Beit, Gimel. All we can say is the ABCs. Alright, the ABCs, and we're speaking Hebraically. Alright, in the Hebrew, the Aleph, Beit. The West, they say alphabet, but the Aleph, Beit, the first two letters. Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Aleph, Beit, Gimel. 1, 2, 3. Spirituality, ariticality, spirituality here in today's daily psalm. Something that's a childlike, be as a child, childlike trust in Yahweh, in He who be who He be. A childlike trust in Hashem, Hashem, the name, the Shem, the Hashem, He who be who He be, He who be, He who be who He be, He who becomes, He who causes to be, who be He. He be who He be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem. The childlike trust. And the words of Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach. Be as a child. Unless we become as children, as a child. See, each of us must be as a child, again, in spirit and in truth. Ye must be born again. If we're born again, are we born big, or are we born as a little child, even that little child? Do you recall the sermon? There was a sermon on the child tax. You find this in Mateus Wengel, in the Gospel, the Wengelion of Mateo, of Matthew, Matthew chapter 18, the sermon on the child tax. At the same time came the disciples, the Talmudim, to Yeshua, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Wow, amazing. That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? Awesome. The disciples came to Rabboni, Rabbeinu, right, to our master, Rabbi of Rabbis, Yeshua, HaMashiach. And they asked him, what did they ask? They said, who is the greatest? Who is the greatest? They want to know who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, or more precisely, in the kingdom of the heavens. When we look at it Hebraically, all right, we study to shew I and I self approved, paying attention to the beautiful, the exquisite details, all right, through the study and the reflection, all right, that silent prayer, that silent time of meditation and contemplation upon the Word, allowing the Word, the seed of the Word, to grow in our hearts and minds. So, the humble spirit. What does David say in today's daily psalm, in Psalm 131? Let's begin just to touch on a couple of points right here. First of all, the cry, Yahweh, Yahweh. See, the different enunciations of the name point to the different aspects of the Hashem. He who be, He who exists. He who is the existent one, He who is present right here, right now, He who become, right, who be, who causes to be, and He who was, both He who was, He who is, and He who will be, and He who is to come. This is all reflected in those four letters, the four letters known as the tetragrammaton of the Hashem, of the name. And now how this also reflects on Ha'azinu, and that song of Moshe. And the name, the importance of the name, and what's in the name, in the Hashem. It says, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahu, Lo, Lo, Gabeh, 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 right? Gabeh, or Gabeh, 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 right? Look at the point, is Gabeh, Lo, Gabeh. I'm not proud, I'm not arrogant. All right, now, in a good sense, regarding He who be who He be, this very same word, and it's important to study the word. First of all, He begins off with the name, the Hashem, the Adonai's, the name of the Adonai, of the Hashem, He who be who He be, my heart, my heart, my heart. The translator begins off, my heart. In the Hebrew, it says, lo, no, lo, gabe, lo gabe, lo gabe. Lo gabe libi, lo gabe libi, lo no gabe, not haughty, not gaudeh. It does not soar. It's not lofty in the figurative sense. It's not lofty. It's not haughty. Now, what's very interesting is the sense, this very same word, not haughty. If we look at it contextually speaking, right, the word haughty, is to be high, to be exalted, to be high, to be lofty, to be tall, to be exalted, lofty, to be lofty of the ways of Yahuwah, Yahuwah's ways. It's lofty. This is the good sense, But to be haughty, to be arrogant, to be proud, in the negative sense of the gabe, lo gabe, that's the bad sense, right? To be haughty, right? To be proud, right? Unduly. Now notice, what did they ask? What did the Talmudim ask in Matthew chapter 18, the sermon, the sibkat, right? The drasha, we could say, the sermon of the child. They ask, who is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens? Who is the greatest? Who is he who is the greatest? Now, all things considered, the disciples were like I and I, you know, the followers and his disciples. If we are true, if our aim is true, so we should learn from the disciples. Learn from this question that they came to him and they ask. When they ask, well, who is the greatest? Right? Who is the greatest? Me. Efo, mi efo, gadol, me har har berayo, bi malkut hashemayim. This is what they asked. They said, who is the greatest? And how did Yeshua, how did Rabbeinu respond? He called the little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said to them, what did Yeshua say? In the third verse, this psalm today, psalm only has three verses. In the third verse, Wayomer, amen. Omer ani lakem, verily I say to you, amen. Omer ani lakem, I say to you, except y'all be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom, into the malkut, ha-shamayim. You will not enter unless you be converted. Im lo tashuvu. Shuv, teshuva. He says, Im lo tashuvu. Le hiyayot kayalaidim lo tabu illa malkut hashamayim. Except y'all be converted. Now the word converted is to repent, to have a turn. They say, teshuva. The reason for the season, previous to here, now, after the Yom HaKippurim, the teshuva, shuv, teshuva. Have a turn from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life, unless you be converted. Right? That's the translator's translation. But in the Hebrew, unless you be repentant. Bring a willing and a repentive heart and mind, unless you have a change of mind, unless you change your thinking, unless you think different, is what he was saying to them. Unless you think different, you got to have a change of mind from the way you're thinking. Who is the greatest? Unless you be as a what? Unless you become as little children. Unless you become as little children. See, children, say yes, Abba. Children, yes, Abba. Unless you be as a little children, not just children, you know, of a middle age or a bigger age, but little, humble. This is a humble spirit. Today's daily psalm, a humble spirit. He says, nor my eyes lofty, ulo ramu aynai. My eyes are not lofty. Neither do I exercise. That exercise, we touched on it briefly in the Targum, in the previous Targum. This is more getting to the... This is getting to the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah. This is getting to the what one can receive iritically, spiritually. In other words, speaking about the metaphysical implications, right, of the psalm. He says, neither do I exercise. Willo hilakati. I don't walk. I don't trod. Neither do I trod, as Rastaman, as I and I would say, neither do I trod in things too great or in things too wonderful. Things too wonderful for I.
KJV says, and things too high for I. But the Hebraic from the Sefer Tehillim is a little more accurate because it brings out ube niflaot, wonderful, amazing, wonderful, niflaot, ube niflaot, ube niflaot, mimeni. From I, from me, things that are too wonderful for me, things that are too great, right? Be a gedolot, be gedolot, a gedolot, big, right? The big things from me, you know, they're not on my level, right? They're not on my level, so I'm not gonna try, you know, I'm not gonna try to walk that out. I'm not gonna try it in that. So that idea of the halakha once again is brought out, even from the previous psalm, according to the royal order. The previous psalm was Psalm 128. And then that also bringing out the walk. So even in I and I trodden, right, and growing in grace, right, in the previous psalm, Psalm 128, let's bring out that verse right here just to connect the dots, right, connect the dots, right, be wise to salvation. It says, happy is everyone that feareth the Lord. It's a translator. Happy is everyone that has respect, that has a respect, that respect Jah. Ashrei kol yirei Yahweh. Ha-holek, ha-holek, that walketh, that trotteth, ha-holek, be-derakayo, in his derek, the derek, be-derakayo, in his ways, right, in his way, in Yahweh, truth and life, so that walking, right, so in building on that, right, and building on that right there, we can see this sense of heart and mind, and it gives us directions, instructions that we should meditate and reflect on, right? In that innermost of the innocence, in that silence, right? In that holy space, as Rabbeinu said, even within the I and I closet, right? Doesn't have to be a literal closet, but the sense, the idea, right? That quiet space to be still and to know. And this is interesting because bringing us to the next verse right here, surely I have behaved and quieted myself. This is how the KJV brings it out. In the Sefer Tehillim, it says, surely I have stilled, be still, I have stilled and quieted my soul. Now, if you look in the KJV, the King James Version says, quieted myself. The Hebrew there is soul, my soul, nafshi. It reads, im lo shawiti, with Domamti nafshi, im lo, shawiti. Now this was interesting, the word shawiti, right, from shawa, shawiti. Unless I had leveled I and I vibes, level vibes, right, unless I had leveled, right, behave is the way King James brings out from the shawa, interpreting to agree with, to be or become like or level. Unless I become like or level I and I vibes, imlo shwiti, properly to level, to equalize, right, to balance the equation, figuratively to resemble. By implication, the implication here, the metaphysical implication here is adjust, an adjustment, that is to counterbalance. So in this sublime, right, and surpassing psalm of exquisite beauty and a sort of sublime and a surpassing spirituality, only three verses here. Notice the second verse, the bait. It says, im lo, shawiti. Somebody enunciate that shawiti, but properly point it, shawiti. Im lo shawiti, with domamti nafshi. King James Version says, and quieted myself, right? I've behaved and quieted myself. The Hebrew has, I equalized, I adjusted, right? Except that I adjusted surely. The sense of imlo can also be surely, right? Surely I adjust myself. Shawiti with domamti and quieted. What's the word quieted? Domamti. We have domamti, quieted, from damam, to be silent, to be still. Be still. Wait. Be dumb in the sense of not speaking. Grow dumb, silent, not speaking. Be silent. Be quiet. Right? Be quiet. What's the implication? Some say the implication is to be astonished. Like, It's something beyond what you can, you know, speak or utter on. You be silent. Be quiet. He says, we lo shwiti. We domamti nafshi. Domamti nafshi. He quieted his soul. He quieted her. Nafshi, she, his soul. The seat of his affections, emotions, desires, active will, the active will, in the sense of self, the soul, but she, right, quieted her, right, in the spirit of being as a what child, as what kind of a child? As a weaned child. The implication, to be quiet, is to stop. Stop your soul from all her anxieties. Be quiet. Equalize, level vibes, counterbalance. Counterbalance by going into the silence. We counterbalance by going into that silence, that holy place, that quiet place, the chapel. Selassie is the chapel. Man is a tripartite being, spirit, soul, and body. Right? So taking your body is your temple, right? The temple, and then the spirit, right? The spirit, the male aspect, and the soul. Quiet the soul. Right? Quiet the soul. The soul almost can be likened to the bride, in other words. Quiet her. Quiet your soul. The soul is feminine and male and female. So the principles are universal. He says, surely I have. He had to be proactive. He can just wait for it to happen, but he says, I have. What has he done? What must we do? Im lo shwiti. We domamti nafshi. Surely I have behaved, I have stilled, equalized, level vibes, adjusted, right? Adjusted and quieted by adjusting and quieting his soul. See, this is why you have to know what and where is the soul and what and where is your soul. The cheshbon ha-nefesh, seek and you shall surely find. He says, like a weaned child, as a child that is weaned. As a child that is weaned with his mother, or as a child that is weaned of his mother. K'gamul alei, alei imo. Like a child, a weaned child. The gamul. I thought the gamul, it was very, very interesting. Gamul. This word, gamul. Right? Gamul, the third, right? The third letter is gimel. Right? The gimel, the gamul. What is the gamul? Gamul. Connected with weaned. The word child is not there, but the word gamul is there. So it's like a weaned with his mother. My soul is with me as a weaned, as one who is weaned. The implication, the connection, of course, right, with the natural type is like a child. Because a child is weaned. K'gamul eleimo, with his mother. The word gamul from gamal, to deal fully. Now the connection, according to the Hebraics of it all, we have the gamal and the gamar, the gamal, like the gemara, right? Or some say the gomara, Hebraically speaking. But the gamal means to deal fully with, to recompense, to deal out, deal bountifully. To deal bountifully, but also has a sense of to wean a child, in a sense of to ripen or to be a ripe, and analogies of the almonds, to be a ripe almonds, the connection to almonds. It's a primitive Afro-Shemitic root word to treat a person well or ill, but in a complete sense, whether to benefit or requite. By implication, what's the metaphysical implication? It's of toil in a sense of ripening. Right, the toil and the labor, as Barana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley, said, it's not how long we've been Rasta, or how long one is Rasta, but how long it takes one to grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings, Christ. The Moshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, yes, I, Rastafari, so to wean. So when a child is weaned, it has become ripe. And in fact, this has been lost even amongst the mothership, you know, some mothers, like, when do you wean a child? Many times mothers will choose based on the emotions of it all. And no doubt emotions are there, feelings and love and emotions on those sort of levels. But the proper time to wean a child is when the teeth, when the child is able to masticate or chew its own food. When the teeth starts to come in, this is the proper time from the ancient world of weaning. right? Yes, there would be feelings and emotion, but the mother, right, if she was properly guided and properly received instruction, she recognized that now the child can begin to chew its food, and that's part of its development. This is part of the toil and the ripening process to bestow on, to deal bountifully, which is do good, right? Do good, do good. So the sense of the ripening, the maturing, the weaning, right, and that maturity process. So now if we apply that with the soul, if we apply that with David's wonderful Hebraic analogy and the metaphysical implications of all of that, the spiritual and the innermost of the innocent, it reminds I of what it says in the Word, right? The Word, that when ye should be teachers, you have need that one teacher. You remember that in Hebrews? Hebrews brings it out very well. It's also found in His Imperial Majesty's in the autobiography, right? The autobiography, I think it's the introduction, right? Concerning gradually, right? And using the child and the weaning process and the growing process as an analogy. If we are able to, brothers and sisters, we'll seek to bring that forward to thee. But let's go to the scripts first. The scripts right here, we're in the Epistle to the Hebrews. Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 5. At about verse 12, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the Dibrei Elohim, or the words of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the oracles. It says the oracles, which is the Dibrei, the words, the speaking, the words of Elohim, and are become such as have need of milk. See, a babe, until a babe grows teeth, the babe needs milk. Right? It needs the milk, because from the mother's milk, few things very vital are procured. One is the immune system of the child. The next is the protein, certain vital nutrients like proteins, which are not very possible to get the same quality and value from anything else. So for the mothers, you know, and the daughters, you know, highly, highly recommend for the daughters who are mothers, you know, to breastfeed your children, you know. And not all this public kind of stuff like, well, and showing off and everything. No, it's a holy thing. But let's recognize, but just on the principle right here, he goes on to say that because these ones were dull of hearing, he says there was a time when ones needed to be teachers, because there's so many ones that need to learn, right, to receive and to learn the truth and to grow, that y'all, who should be the teachers, have need that one teach you again, which be the what? First principles. Question, what be the first principles of the Dibrei Elohim? What be the first principles, right, of Yehziah, a lot of the words, sound, power of Elohim? He says, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Strong meat is a solid food. So babes cannot eat certain kind of food because they don't have the wherewithal. Their bones are still soft. Their teeth have not formed. How can they chew? You can't give a child a hard piece of food. That's why the breast of the mother, right? And breastfeeding is so important for that cycle right there. So here we have a sign and sign language, and here we need to learn to read and meditate, reflect on this, brothers and sisters, in your meditation and meditation. How does that type that we see in the natural and recognizing the true and the right principles of that which manifests in the natural, how does that apply to the supernatural or the spiritual state of our spirituality and spirit and the truth? He says, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, still a child, right? Still a child, but a babe. A babe is still a part of that family. As they grow, right, the more they will know and be responsible. But at the babe state, they need to be provided, what? The milk and not the solid food. But strong meat, in verse 14 of Hebrews 5 and 14, the strong meat is not just the debtors of flesh, but the solid food. Not the mother's milk, but the solid food that belongeth to them that are of full age. This is maturity. This is the maturation, right? That gamul, you know, the gamul, the gamal. That's why the word weaning, that weaning, right? But them that are of full age, right? Even those who by reason, come make with reason, by reason of use, have their senses exercise our jah, Elohim, God-given senses to do what? To discern both good and evil, both tov ve ra'a, good and evil. Didn't say good or evil. You say, I just want to do the good thing. No, to be able to discern, you need to be able to discern. So can we say that these ones right, lack discernment? Can we say that we may lack discernment and therefore need to receive that milk of the word and know which be the first principles and be exercised? Because one thing to know what those first principles are, but how to be exercised, how to walk them out. What does Abinu, Melkeinu, Abuna, Negusina, Kedemawi, Hara Selassie say to I and I and we along these very lines of word, sound, and power? Well, we have the introduction. The introduction. Here is the introduction. His Majesty says, still in the wilderness, brothers and sisters, the reason for that, those screeching owls, right? But let's focus on this. He says, we have set out to the best of our ability to improve gradually internal administration, as we have set out to the best of our ability to improve gradually that internal administration, the internal administration of Ayanai Rastafari, the internal administration, His Majesty says, by introducing into the country Western modes of civilization through which our people may attain a higher level. Hence, our conscience does not rebuke us. The next paragraph, he says, and here's the key that connects the part of today's daily psalm. This surpassing spirituality, this true spirituality, he says, surely I have stilled, behaved, equalized, and quieted, and silenced my soul. Silence my soul, to silence the soul, that excess chatter, the free radicals, so to speak, of the soul. Silence my soul, like a weaned child, like a weaned child with his mother. My soul is with me like a weaned child. He says that his soul, our soul needs to be like a weaned child, and the problem, or the mixed up moods and attitudes, as it were, is because your soul is not as a weaned child. Right? It needs that mothering. Right, of he who be who he be in the milk of the word. Here's Matthew says an explanation of the notion gradually. Unless it is through coaxing a child and getting it accustomed, it will not be pleased if one takes from it what it has seized with his hand. So one's the ones already have chosen to see certain things in life and certain ways that are wrong and full of stress and strife. Right? When one gives such a baby any sort of food, it will not wish to eat it. When we present these things, we don't know what we wish to just follow up and check it out for themselves. They might be curious, but one does not wish to eat it unless one shows it to the child and lets and allows it to taste it, unless they give it milk or other soft food until it grows teeth. Did you hear that? This is in the introduction of Hiwatea Naya Ethiopia Rinja, My Life in Ethiopia's Progress, Book 1 of the Autobiography of Kedemawi Haile Selassie, of Gurmawi Kedemawi Haile Selassie, of his Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I. It says, in the explanation of the notion gradually, unless it is through coaxing a child and getting it accustomed, it will not be pleased if one takes from it what it has seized with its hand. When one gives such a baby, one that's bathes a baby, any sort of food, it will not wish to eat it unless one shows it to the child and lets and allows it to taste it. Taste it. Jaweh, and see that it is good. I and I say, unless they give it milk or other soft food until it grows teeth. What we were saying about the teasing, right? At that point of teasing, when the teeth start to grow on the child, is a time when the weaning process, right? That weaning process is there. This is when it's on, when the child is beginning to grow the teeth, right? As the teeth start to come more and more fully in, this is when the child properly should be weaned. It has nothing to do with the feeling, emotions, and attitudes. It shows that the mother's milk and the nurturing has produced growth and is growing, and now this is the ripening process, you know, that ripening process, the weaning process, right, for the whole cycle spiritual being of the child, and recognizing the example and the likeness in today's daily psalm of the soul. Unless they give it milk or other soft food until it grows teeth, it will not be able to eat. When they place bread or meat or solid food before it. So we share this word sound that was from the autobiography, book one of His Majesty. That's in the introduction, right? The second or so part of the first and part of the second paragraph in the introduction of My Life in Ethiopia's Progress, Hiwatena, Ye Ethiopia, Rimja, and Amharic, right there, the autobiography of Gurmawi Kedemawi Haile Selassie, of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I. So that weaning, just to understand that connection, he says, my soul, he says, ka, Kagamul, right? Kagamul, alai nafshi, my soul is with me, with I. So his soul, right, is likened to that child that has been weaned, right, that weaning process. So therefore, at that point in time, while he is still a babe, like Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14 is a very good point of reference for today's daily psalm, right, for today's daily psalm. Just some extras for the brothers and sisters as well, so that one, hopefully we can taste he who be, who he be. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, and see, right, and recognize, right? So this right here, the connection with the mother's milk, the connection with the basics, right, the basics. And what are the basics? The first principles. These are first principles of the Dibrei Elohim. These are the first principles of the oracles of Elohim, the oracles, right, the word, sound, power. Yachel Yisrael El Yahweh. Me'ata ve'ad ha'olam. Oh, Yisrael, hope. That word, yachel, to hope. It also has a sense of to wait, that patience. Patience is a virtue. Patience is a strength. The third paragraph in the introduction of the autobiography, book one of His Majesty, says this, and we're going to ride up from right here. It says, and similarly with people who have lived by custom only. Only live by their born in this world. They see what other people are doing, and that's what many of us have done from the very beginning. You know, as we grow, we look around our family, loved ones, and others, and we pick up things, and this is custom, by custom only, without learning at school, without absorbing knowledge by the ear. Ha'azinu, give ear, without absorbing knowledge by the ear. Shema Yisrael, without absorbing, right, knowledge by the ear, and observing and searching with the eye. Hear, the Shema, and to see, Rei, Shema, Rei, you know, to hear and to see. It is necessary to accustom them, right, to accustom, Lemmede, the Talmud, Lemmede, Telemmede, Ethiopically speaking, is to become accustomed, to become used to, in the connection of the Royal Amharic with the Hebrew for Talmud or Limud, and study and learning is so very important, that becoming accustomed is how we learn, through education, to abandon habits by which they have for long been living, to make them accept new ways, the new and the living way that He has consecrated for us through the veil, the paroket, that is to say, His flesh, yet not by hasty or cruel methods, but by practice and study, because practice makes perfect. By practice and study, gradually and over a prolonged period.
You think same it done? Period. I done. Here. Wisdom of Solomon.
Solomon Nimal, Arsu, Befite, Bonnetka.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yes. And also check out the odes of Solomon. Out of the Western Gentile Bible, some of these ancient scriptures and books have been taken out, but check out the odes of Solomon. Because interesting, the analogy that's made there, even when Yeshua says, Adonai, he says, wisdom is justified by all of her children. The question I have is, who is she? Who is her? Who is she? And interesting enough, in Proverbs chapter 1, we have the instruction of the father, right? And what's his instruction? Not to forsake the law, or Hebraically, the Torah of thy mother. Here's another little interesting point. In the what's called the Old Testament, we have the Torah. But also there's a law of the spirit of life in the Moshiach Yeshua. There's the Torah of Yeshua, almost like the breast of the mother. This is why I pointed out the Odes of Solomon. He speaks about, you know, upon those breasts. And he's connected with him talking about God and God the Father, Yahuwah, as he. But there's also she. Right, there's also she. I know this might seem somewhat heretical to some, but they haven't really studied, you know, the Hebrew biblical quite clearly. Otherwise, who is this wisdom? Wisdom, right? And he's speaking to the called, chosen, and faithful. Is she who was there from before the beginning? Check out Proverbs chapter 8 to get a little bit more of that in the first words of Genesis in the Hebrew, Bereshis. Often translates in the beginning, right? The Reishis, right? In beginning, Reishis is actually what wisdom is, who she is. So here, 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 you know, he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness.
For they shall be an offspring of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy, not the law of thy, not the law of thy, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law, forsake not the law, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck.
It's like when Rabbi Shaul, better known to Gentile faithful as the Apostle Paul, you know, when he says that the law, you remember that verse in the New Covenant, the Brit Chadasha, where he says that the law is a schoolmaster, right? The law is a schoolmaster. You recall that particular verse right there? Before we ride up, just to make this connection right here, you know, so that ones can see, well, the milk, or where does milk come from in the natural world, from the mother, right, and the Torah, right? Torah in the Hebrew actually is feminine. It is actually she. That's why Solomon brings it out right there, you know? And then the greater than Solomon, Yeshua HaMoshiach, he says wisdom is justified by all of her children. And then we have to be wise to Yeshua, to salvation. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 24, it says, wherefore the law, that is in the Hebrew is Torah, was our schoolmaster. Now, the word schoolmaster, I think in the Greek, is what? Pedagogos. But actually, that is a mogzi, that's a nanny. So the law was, the Torah was our like nanny or schoolmaster to do what? To bring us to Moshiach, to bring us to Christ, that we, that I and I, might be justified, made righteous and declared righteous by faith, by the emuna, by the credit, the credence, admitting the truth. Yes, I, Rastafari. Right here, 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 just to go through this a little short. Close out on this 131. It's Lickle, but it's Talawa right here, here, here. Lo Kareh
HaMe'elot LeDawid Yahuwah Lo Gabah Levi Ulo Ramu Aynai Ulo Hilakti Bi Gdolot Ua benifa laot mimeni imlo shwiti wi domamti nafshi k gamula eleino ka gamula alei nafshi Yahel Yisrael Yahuwah Mei Ata Ad Olam.
Today's daily psalm 131. Kof Lamed Aleph. Kof Lamed Aleph. 100 Lamed 30 Aleph. 1. Kof Lamed Aleph, Psalm CXXXI, Psalm CXXXI, Psalm 131, today's daily psalm. And looking at the psalms in the Davidic worship order, the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, that particular order of the daily psalms in the true church and the professing EOTC from the church of He Who Have the Keys, the great King David, the church of His Majesty. We have the humble spirit. this psalm, this mizmor, right, mizmor, idiotically speaking, or in part, or mizmor, in the Sefer, the Sefer Tehillim, is a literary gem of exquisite beauty and surpassing spirituality. These three verses, it's three verses in today's daily psalm, Psalm Kof Lamed Aleph, Psalm 131. Its personal character is too evident for the identification of the speaker with the people of Israel. Its personal character is too evident for the identification of the speaker with the people of Israel. No clues to determine the date or circumstance of the composition are provided. The addition to the title of David, Le David, is supported by the ancient versions, and the more conservative expositors find confirmation in the remark of David, of David, recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 21. Today's daily psalm, Ashir HaMe'ilot, HaMe'ilot LeDawid, Shir HaMe'ilot, HaMe'ilot, Song of Degree, Song of Ascents, LeDawid, of David, the humble spirit.
Yes. Once again, just here, the three in one, this little but very big psalm right here, Psalm 131, the three in one here on the Asher and Trimble classic, Humble Yourself, Dove Wise right here, the three in one, the Hebrew, the Amharic, the English, here. Yes, sir.
Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever.
So humble yourself and keep Jah.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed Aleph, Shir HaMa'alot LeDavid. Adonai lo gavah libi, velo ramu enai, velo hillachti bigdolot, uvniflaot mimeni. Im lo shiviti vedomamti, nafshi kegamul ale immo. כגמול עלי נפשי, יחל ישראל אל אדוני מעתה ועד עולם.
מזמור 130 בקנף 131 የዳዊት ማዕረግ מזמור አቤቱ ልቤ አይታበይብኝ አይኖቼም ከፍ ከፍ አይበሉ ከትልልቆች ጋር ከኔም ይበልጥ ከሚከብሩ ጋር አልሄድኩ ነፍሴን አሳረፍ የናቱንም ጡት እንዳስተውት ዝም አሰኘው ነፍሴ የናቱን ጡት እንዳስተውት በኔ ውስጥ ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታ
Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, 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 and forever. For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarch, and who in love brings the Redeemer to the children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one? And who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet words of the assembly of the holy seraphim who thrice repeat, holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return our Father to your Torah. Draw us near our King to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the year. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the year. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, with life, righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of your sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel and take heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, O benevolent God. Blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen.
Shem Av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, here for this, Porsche. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shalom, Chavrim, shalom, shalom. Greetings, brothers and sisters. Gemar, Chatima, Toba. A good sealing, a good seal up. Judgment, seal. Yes, I. Weep not, behold. Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals. Are you sealed? Is your name written there in the book? Yes, I. Beautifully good. Yom HaKippurim. The memorial and the season, reasons for the season, and this 53rd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in this season, the Hebrew New Year, the Shana Tova, Umatuka, Chavarim, a beautifully good New Year, and a sweet one, Gemar Chatima Tova, and a good final, full, perfect sealing in the grace and the truth of the King of Kings Christ. The Moshiach, the Bain Elohim, Chaim, the Messiah, Christos, anointed Christ, the Bain Elohim, Chaim, the Son of the Living, power. Yes, I, the Son of the Living Good, all right, the Son of the Living God. Yes, I. So the Hebrew first words here, the fulfillment of the Rastafari, we the black Jews, the line of the tribe of Judah, the memorial of that atonement, that perfect at one man, Tav. Aleph, Ha-Aleph, Ha-Tawe, the Alpha, Omega, He who be, we be, I and our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMoshiach. And here for Ha-Azinu, Degna, yes, I, again, Ha-Azinu, give ear, the Hebrew first words right here, Ha-Azinu, Ha-Shamayim, Wa Adabera, hear, O heavens, Wa Adabera, and I will speak. Wa Tishma'a Ha'aret Imrefi, and hear, O earth, Wa Tishma'a Ha'aret Imrefi, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. And here, we're in the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, Orit Zedagim, Hebraically, the Sefer Devarim, HaDevarim. These are the words, and here, the Hebrew first words here, for this 53rd RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, for this Shabbat Strong. Give ear. Ha-azinu. Give ear and hear. Right? Give ear. Here we go right here. Give ear. Broaden the ear and hear. Give ear and hear. To what? This word right here. We're getting some of the first reasonings because this is a very, very special Shabuah here, and with the fulfillment of the Yom HaKippurim, fulfillment of the reason, you know, the reason for the season. So here we are. Let's bring this forward right here. Here we are for Sukkot. Sukkot beginning in days. From the Yom Kippur, counting 5 days forward. In this Hebrew New Year, in the Hebrew, the Judaic, the Lunar New Year, according to the Ethiopia, the short count of the Kingdom of God is the Kingdom of God is the Kingdom of God. According to the long count of this present Earth age, present Earth age, So Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. The name for the season actually is the Feast of Tabernacles. First we have the Rosh, the head of the Hashanah, the head of the year. Then the 10 days of awe led us forward to the Yom Kippur, the Yom HaKippurim. And once again, the reason for the season, that perfect at one man. Seek and you shall find. Seek him while he may be found. The finding of the true cross.
cross of Sinai, Adonai, Yeshua, I, HaMoshiach, I, the boy. So give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, and hear. So hear, 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 give ear. Hear, ha'azinu, ha'azinu, right, azin. The azin, as you can see right here, is to broaden the ear, to broaden the ear with the hand. Let's zoom in right there. You see the root of ha'azinu. The first word, the particular first words for this 53rd weekly Torah portion reading and feeding is ha'azinu. This is an imperative. It's a command to you all, Hashemayim, you all, heavens, to give ear, to broaden out the ear, like with the hand, that gesture, huh? Give ear by implications to listen, to expand, to give ear, to perceive by the ear, to hear, to hearken. The heavens are being called to hear. The heavens are being called to hearken. Ha'azinu ha'shamayim. Wa adabera, wa dabera, debera. And I will daber, debarim, daber, debarim. We have daber, I daber, daber, to speak. We also have the word, davar, dabar, the word. In the New Testament, it's called the logos. In the beginning was the word, the logos, the logic. Right, the logic. So the words. Give ear, give ear, give ear, and hear, O heaven. So here for the 53rd and the upcoming this Ehud. So very special broadcast, y'all willing, for the Sabbath, you know, the sabbatical Saturdays. That's what we're going to call it, I think, sabbatical Saturdays. So what do you think, Havari? Sabbatical Saturdays, Rastafari Sabbatical Studies, the Blog Talk Radio on the ear, and the Rastafari Rapture on the ear, to give ear and hear, caught up to meet him in the ear, right, in the heavens. Yes, I give ear, O heaven, Sukkot, coming forward, forward, forward. So here we have the 53rd. Give ear for the 7 days of Tabernacles. What is the feast or the festival of booths? What is the Feast of Tabernacles all about? The Feast of Huts. Yes, I. Of Huts. Imagine that. It's a reality. Give ear and hear. Yes, I. Hebrew first words again. Degna, degna. We have again. Ha'azinu ha'shamayim. Wa dabera. With tishma'a ha'aret. Imrei fi. Give ear, broaden the ear. Oh, heavens, the heavens are listening. The Shemaim, HaShemaim is listening. Wa adabera, and I and I is speaking with Tishma'a. And hear, Ha'aretz, hear, O earth, Imrei fi, the words, sound and power. Hebrew first words here. Ha'azinu, give ear, and hear. Shabbat Shalom.
Yes. Shabbat Shuba. Yeah, the Shabbat Shuba, Sabbath of the Return, Sabbath of Repentance. Here, Alpha Omega, here, give thanks, brothers and sisters. Son of the Living Power, the Bane Elohim, Chayim.
What do you see the Babylon system is?
Babylon system is a vampire. Deceiving the people day by day, building church and university. Because now, we ain't at the church now. The church, the Bible is good. The Bible is good that in Christ coming, we be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, right? So when we look up, we say, I am Selassie.
Sent by the king, watch them on the ring when me fly down far. We step on the beast and kick down with him like a slide down bar. We burn in the system, we tell the youth if we fight gun bar. Uplifting Mrs. String, tell us the last I love star. We love Wally, Babylon the system falling. But this is just the beginning of the grand finale. Because eventually we get the cause, we stand up tall and we gang up cause. United we stand, divided we fall and we love.
Oh, walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. On their face and bloodshed on their shoulder. Turn from your sinful way, yeah, before lightning strike all over. for atrocity where your cars can get to you. Then you have the other CCC, come give me gun for shoot. And I chat all you like the city, well this is the ugly truth. When you bring all the guns, come give me give it to my recruit. Big revolution, one time the guns them turn pan the old politician. We bring it come in the first place, I should have on education. We make the youth them learn, instead of buy ammunition. And you want come run the next term, go run up under your bed. Boy, put your hand on your head, me terrible and me dread. Corrupted politician, me dead boy. Want to coral garden, don't have to valley garden. Come like a pre every garden, no revolution reach every garden. Go put this up in the greener, me want it reach every reader. If you not live like Haile Selassie, you not fit to be chronic leader. Walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise this be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. Up until my people are free, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be. In the last days when the youth them are preached and terrible, give thanks and praise for the King of Kings. Praise his feet to the Prince of Peace. Now stop, give thanks and praise to Alpha and Omega, Empress Medina.
Is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I'm not trying to reach people, I am what I am. I mean, there's a lot more people like me out there, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I'm reaching is my own people. We all know the same thing, we come in this time as our people. It's not nobody else's people, but our people.
Shabbat shalom, send us salam. Shabbat shuvah, shalom. Yes, I. Blessed be the Son of Man that Yahuwah has made strong for himself. Yes, I. Weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, prevailing to open the book, loose the seven seals thereof. Have a beautifully good Shabbat, rest and refresh. Yes, I. Shabbat shuvah, the Sabbath of the return, the return. Yes, I.